Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, there is an interesting discovery I have made using the American Cinematographer Manual reference table on page 295. Hello, cineasts and television enthusiasts. Welcome, this is Michael Anthony Norton. Today we're talking about resolution and aspect ratios of all your TV displays, from the big, beautiful Ultra UHD TV to the 4Ks on down to your smaller device, 720p and 1080s and 1080p's. And I was just at Best Buy today. They got some 2160p's too. But the whole wall at Best Buy is selling the televisions at 4Ks resolution. Now, what I learned looking at the horizontal versus vertical pixel ratios and doing a little math from what I have learned along the way, I was able to pull out the color temperature maximum for each of the displays. The resolutions, of course, range from about the square mileage of the moon at 720p HD. That's a maximum resolution of 921,600. And the moon's lunar face, that whole or half or new, last time I checked was somewhere in the 900,000 square miles. But we'll get to that later. Right now we're doing television. If we divide for each of the display models, the 720p HD, the 1080 HD, the 2K flat, the 2K scope, the UHD TV, the 4K flat, the 4K scope, and the Ultra UHD TV, if we divide the horizontal resolution, the pixel count, by 4, and the vertical count by 5, we are on our way to a revolution in color balancing digital technology in film and TV making. But if we take, when we take that vertical quotient of the pixels divided by 5, and we do that for a very natural purpose, whether it's magic hour or any hour of the day, if we're tuned in to the tides of the planet, and we are, we know when the moon rises and the moon sets, we know when the high tide is and the low tide is. If we divide that vertical pixel data point for each of these 8 display systems, smaller number, of course, than the original, but we can use that to realize what the color temperature setting is at factory level for each of these display unit resolution systems. For example, the 720p is 6400 color temperature, while the 1080 is a 9600 T-max. And I could verify that using my $30 smartphone that I bought. Took a picture with this weekend, a 6-minute motion picture at the Pride Festival. Beautiful looking. I got to play with the colors using Filmic Pro. And at 9600 max color temperature, it turned out beautifully. But that's something, it's a table that was not included in the American Cinematographer Manual. Perhaps next time it will be. It's been the filmmakers, the camera department, the students will have a better understanding of the relationship between the natural light they're shooting within our atmosphere and the maximum ranges and adaptability of all these television display systems. The median from the American Cinematographer Manual color temperature table from an artificial light such as a match flame or a candle flame all the way up to the skylight and the daylight, the median is 15,850. So this is separate from temperature, of course, but there is a relationship with regard to power and volume. These manufacturers of these systems weigh in pretty, pretty close with regard to the median American Cinematographer manual range of color temperature, which again is 15,850 degrees Kelvin, not Fahrenheit or Celsius, we'd all be fried. But the scopes, I mentioned the 4Ks, are the closest to that median. The 2K scope and the 4K scope are closest. And as I mentioned, Best Buy is selling all, they're moving the 4Ks right now off the wall, off the shelf for customers. And that average comes in at 15,360 Kelvin. So within about 500 of the median range. The 2K scope, 10,240 Kelvin. The 4K scope color temperature is 20,480. Now, I have a small smartphone, as you all do too, unless you bought the really big one. And my 1080 high-definition video photographed with a color set temperature of 9,600 Kelvin, I might want to take to the big screen festivals. These are all tests I'm doing. And in order to do that, I want to know what is required with regard to going, for example, from a 720 PhD at 6400 color temperature to an ultra UHD TV, which has, you can see the hairs on the actors' faces, the resolution's that good, 400 color set temperature. How am I going to up-render that? Well, for every pixel that the scanner slides across your TV displays, produce that integer that was recorded by the sensor on the camera at the time of the production, every pixel is going to require exactly going from a 720p to an ultra UHD TV, 180 pixels per second at 30 frames per second, or 6 per pixel. So do you just copy and paste 6 from the original pixel? No. You want to give nearest to natural raw capture as possible all the way through the editing process to display. And of course, multiple displays better, because that means more revenues and return on investment. So you want to go from 720p to ultra UHD TV, you're going to have to figure out a way to add 6 pixels to every pixel captured by your sensor. And what we can do with that is record the raw luxitude data at image capture and set that as a minimum and carry that through the supply chain to the display pixel and the display luxitude data. So the display pixel equals the raw pixel, at least with the data from the raw pixel capture at time of image capture and space of image capture. So we have 3 data points, time, longitude, and latitude. And I'm adding a 4th, luxitude. And you'll have the display luxitude. That's the time and location of the viewer experience. That is the max. So you have a luxitudinal minimum and max range and 6 pixels to fill So you sort algorithmically those six from minimum to max with a range to fill the 30 frames per second. And with that, we can offer the Luxitude control on the display systems, just as you have brightness setting, contrast setting. You have a Luxitude setting. Down rendering, I say hire me, because with my signature, Michael Anthony Norton, we can drop by sort with toggle option, starting from the raw Luxitude data or the display Luxitude data. Down rendering gets a little trickier. You're going to lose information, 720p to, say, 1080 is not that much work. It's only 1.5 pixels per pixel, or 45 pixels per second at 30 frames per second. So that's nice when the Luxitude data point, Tiffin and Company, ASHAL, standards makers, 45 pixels to work with per second at 30 frames per second is good, all within a 180-degree natural selection of Luxitude and degree between the raw image capture, the display image time and place, and the tides. The tides we specify in 360 degrees, four units, four distinctive units, as we know them today, high, low, and high, low, clearer, more accurate impression of that integral that these wizards, brilliant geniuses, originally integrated into these sensors and these sensor chips. Because what they're doing is capturing wavelengths of life, but wavelengths of light and frequencies at their own discrete numeric representations, and allowing filmmakers to pull that light like thread through a needle. And as I said, down rendering, if we want to go from ultra UHD TV to 720p or 1080, then it becomes a little bit trickier, because at 1080, we have to lose a quarter of a pixel coming from ultra UHD TV resolution. We have to lose a quarter of a pixel for every pixel, or 7.5 pixels. Hey, my gosh, that's the Roy G. Biv spectrum almost. For every pixel per second at 30 frames per second. So I have I've written all these tables out for each of these transitions. Now I just need a team to, like Tiffin and Company, makes filtering technology and Steadicam, to integrate it into the product, to get it to the manufacturing line and the three managers, the floor managers. My gosh, I might have a trip back to Japan, and I haven't even been there for the first time yet. Listening to color temperature settings for the 720p, 1080, UHD TV, ultra UHD TV family, which we might say is at a 1.78 or a 178 aspect ratio, 1,400 average Kelvin color set temperature. We're talking about the 2K flat and the 4K flat family, or a 185 aspect ratio, with an average color temperature of 14,985 Kelvin. And our third family is the 2K scopes and the 4K scopes, with a magnificent 240 or 239 aspect ratio with an average of 15,360 kelvins color temperature resolution. We'll just say 99.9% close to the American Cinematographer manual range of 15,850 degree Kelvin at the medium. So who makes the scopes? Who makes 4K scopes? Yet to be determined by this guy. The display luxitude per second is a function of the raw pixel when the raw luxitude minus the display luxitude gives us the difference or the range in luxitude degrees and identifies both pitch and color integral from the sensor to the screen. It should be matched with existing color standards. I did that just over 15 minutes. I could read through all these numeric iterations, but then I just feel like one of those extras in the Marvelous Ms. Maisel at the operator switchboard. While M. David Mullen and the principals are wheeling through and they're having grips wheel those, pull those ladies out and push them back in to the switchboard. Here's an interesting ratio I also iterated. The pivot ratios. The pivot ratios of the HDs, the flats, and the scopes, respectively, are 0.44, 0.46, and 0.60. For a sum of 1.50 pivot ratio. The pivot ratio, if you go back to the beginning of this podcast, when I have divided the horizontal values of the resolution for each system by 4 and the vertical by 5, I find the pivot ratios to compare with the aspect ratio. For the HDs, for example, it's 2.22 pivot to the aspect ratio 1.78 for a difference of 0.44. For the flats, it's a 2.31 pivot to its 1.85 aspect ratio. And for the scopes, it's a huge 2.99 pivot to the aspect ratio 2.39. The difference is 0.60. Headed into the mature lunar science age, the logical wizardry and fun, as Taylor Swift would say, the sum of these systems' pivot ratios at 1.50 is equal to the proportion of a lunar second to a normal standard second. 1 to 0.50. And that's because unlike our motion picture cameras and film cameras and planet that rotate, so forth, the moon only has half that, the slider force. And that can be argued and debated by every astronomy and physics professor across the land. But if you square a circle in degrees, 360 by 360, you get the number of seconds on planet Earth every day in standard time, 86,400 times 1.5. The one is our rotational planet. The 0.5 is the moon's contribution. So your product of that simple multiplication, 360 times 360, is lunar seconds, 129,600 per day. Divide it by 1.5 and you have your regular 86,400 seconds. Where's the factory managers? To be determined. Where are the cinema doctorate holders? To be determined, to be announced. I spoke to a gentleman named Gordon at New York University Pitch School of the Arts today about their cinema studies PhD program. Primarily theory and professorships, not production, but we did discuss the difference between a doctorate in cinema and a philosophical doctorate of cinema. And the doctorate in cinema would be a practitioner, just as an MD would be a practitioner in medicine. But they don't exist yet. Doesn't exist yet. We've come a long way, baby. It could. It could exist. The New York University Cinema Studies Program accepts 8 students. I think you said 8. 4 or 8 per year. And I said, I'm paraphrasing, but I said, by golly, New York's huge. 10 million people, isn't it? Where's the logic in that? And you said, yes, it's between 8 and 11. Depending on who's doing the counting. So I made it in the range, 10 million people in New York, and they have a program for 4 or 8 people every year, PhD program in cinema studies. I told them that's like Juilliard, and their 2 playwright program. It's like 2 per year. In a city of 10 million people, it's like counter-logical to me. Let me just say this, to make sense for it, to make sense of it for myself. The man, Oppenheimer's coming out. The man's coming out in a month, Oppenheimer. And I just breezed by the theater and talked to the owner there about getting some distributors together for Heavenly to come out in December this year, an air and space movie, magnetism movie. I need distributor letters. He told me about his distributor, the 7 theaters they have. Not sure how many screens, but he gave me the tip to go talk to corporate about it. So let me just make myself a little more sane by saying this today. As Oppenheimer approaches movie theaters this summer, the Manhattan Project was a first-time experimental endeavor, and it went off without a hitch, without any faulty trips or without any trippy faults upon anyone, anywhere. There were no mistakes made. How I make sense or reason with myself that 8 out of a year for a cinema program at NYU, which is one of the most touted film schools on the planet from an American perspective, a U.S. person's perspective. In Juilliard, picks 2 playwrights a year. I applied to Juilliard once. I didn't get in. I applied to History of Science once at Harvard. I didn't get in. I'm not a very good applicant. I'm good at math. I'm good at communication. And if you really honestly believe, having not been there like myself, having been the original Manhattan Project managers, who they were, not just the guy in the title role, but if you really believe that that project went off without a hitch and everything they preconceived in the concept phase was checked off by checkbox by checkbox by checkbox, as they completed their project, you gotta be crazy as a Mad Hatter and a gourd. I'm gonna go eat lunch, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thank you, and good afternoon.